Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Final segment here in the 6 o'clock hour. Everybody stay safe out there. Do your due diligence so you don't have to get out in this mess this weekend, because it's going to get here. Whether you want it or not, it's getting here.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we're going to escape this one, Dusty.
Nope. And, Mac, we still have a loyal listener, right? Remember Monday we got called whiners or wieners?
Oh,
I can't remember.
Why?
Because we were saying the Chiefs should Andy Reese be coach of the year, and Mahomes has a case for MVP, and we were called wieners. I think is how it was spelled on the text line. Either
big
way,
wieners.
Yeah, big wieners that day.
Basically, we felt vindicated after going 15-1, Bob, that all of these national media people talking crap about the Chiefs, saying, oh, Mahomes can't do it. Oh, this offense is a slump. Oh, Andy Reid isn't going to be able to figure this out. We felt vindicated and said, hey, we told you so. And then we got called whiners.
Mm-hmm.
So that's there you go.
Yep. It is what it is. Yep. So be glad you weren't here.
Yeah, you would have loved it.
You would have loved it.
No, but we talk about disrespect in those awards. Whatever, I get it. Because somebody said, so, you know, Andy Reid, and you know he has the best quarterback, and yeah. But again, at what point? Like, I understand
Andy Reid's won with everybody. Though.
I understand if like Andy Reid went 12-5, you'd be like, yeah, he should do that. He's won an average of like 11 games with the Chiefs. Okay, 15-1.
15-1. Yeah, 15-1 with injury. Every team. I mean, you look at the scores too of all these games. There's no blowouts involved in any of these games. I mean, like week 12 against Carolina, 30-27 win. I'm looking at your handiwork up there, Dusty.
Thank you.
Glad you have it up there, because I wouldn't have remembered that. But that's like one of those games that you look at, you're like, that's why Andy Reid is coach of the year. That's why Patrick Mahomes is MVP. San Francisco, you look at that game, a 10-point win, but that's why Patrick Mahomes is MVP, because of that run that he had against San Francisco. You look at the Tampa Bay game, week 9, 30-24, overtime. Chiefs get the ball in overtime. Patrick Mahomes leads them right down the field for a touchdown. Tampa never touches the football. That's why Patrick Mahomes is the MVP of this league. And then you look at what happened over the last 3 weeks, beating Cleveland, beating Houston, beating Pittsburgh, two playoff teams and a turd bird. But 3 wins in 11 days is just unprecedented in the NFL. And that's coming off a win against what everybody says is the greatest team in the AFC West, the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chiefs find ways to win games. They're not a lucky team. They're just better than you. The Raider thing may be a little lucky with the snap, obviously, but everything
else.
Not
our fault that guy got nervous.
Not our fault at all.
Not our fault we played that game at Arrowhead and got nervous.
Not our fault at all. But I hate when people say, well, the Chiefs have just been lucky this year. No, when you're good, you create your own luck. You know how to win games. You know what it takes to win at the end. That's why when you look at the postseason and you're thinking to yourself, okay, who could potentially beat the Chiefs? The answer is no one, because they know how to win. They know how to make plays. And the reason they do is because they got 15 and Andy Reid standing there that don't care what the situation is. They know how to get the job done. And this season has proven it in and of itself.
Text line asked a question to Belichick when coach of the year when the Patriots went undefeated. Yes, he did.
He did.
He did. Yeah. 2007. Last time Andy Reid won coach of the year, the only time was 2002.
2002. I knew it was early. Like, so we're talking 23 years ago. Mm. Mac wasn't even born.
I was still in high school. I wasn't even in high school. I was still in middle school.
Were you?
Yeah.
2003?
Yeah. 2003. I was literally getting ready to go into my freshman year. Old.
I was probably already breaking down film.
That's right. You probably were. Yeah. I was playing grab ass on the radio at that point. So.
But no, we talk about disrespect. There's nobody, at least in my opinion, more disrespected in the NFL than Trent McDuffie. Obviously, he wasn't a Pro Bowler. He was an All-Pro a year ago. Mm-hmm. I believe it was a year ago. As a corner, he's two-time Super Bowl champion, been in the league 2.5, almost 3 years now. Not making the Pro Bowl for Trent McDuffie, be considering one of the best four corners in the AFC. Not the NFL, AFC. Mm-hmm. Didn't make it. But he's an All-Pro, which I guess All-Pro's better. And people will say, well, we don't care about Pro Bowls. These players do.
Oh, they get a lot of coin.
They get a Christmas, New Year's, and full season bonus when they get this award.
Not being in the Pro Bowl has cost Trent McDuffie in this option year roughly $4 million.
That's good for the Chiefs.
yeah, they're like, cool.
Ironically, it's like, what's your only argument about not giving us more money? Well, you haven't been a Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, but well, like, two-time All-Pro, two-time Super Bowl, well, three-time Super Bowl champion, hopefully.
Yeah.
But again, you look
he didn't make the Pro Bowl, sir.
Fair enough. But you look at his numbers in his career, right? Like, the guy's just locked down. And to me, it's Surtain and McDuffie as your top two corners in
sure.
maybe football, right? Like, it used to be Sauce Gardner was in that conversation. He's kind of like Sauce.
Yeah.
He's kind of like flared off a little bit, but it's not like to a significant, like to where he's like trash.
Yeah.
But he's not McDuffie and he's not Pat Surtain Jr. Trent McDuffie in
he's definitely not living up to a nickname at this point in time.
In a 17-game average, Trent McDuffie is targeted 86 times a year. He's allowing 52 receptions. A year, he's only targeted 86 times, which nobody throws to him, which mm-hmm. is, if so, facto number one at being a lockdown corner, right? And this year, when he was told to do a new job, because L'Jarius Sneed basically did what McDuffie did this year, and then McDuffie was always your shadow guy in the slot. Now, McDuffie is your lockdown outside. I'm taking number one, and we're going away with it. Not only that, but he only gives up a year, he gives up 217 times in 3 years, 131 completions. So on average, 86 targets a year, 52 completions his way. He gives up an average per year, 523 yards, two receivers. That's it.
That's it.
And a lot of that comes late at games when they're, you know, throwing little slants to kick up the field. So again, lockdown corner, disrespected corner. He should be in the conversation every year. And we talked to Nate Taylor yesterday. Will McDuffie set the market? He said no, but he'll be one of the top two highest paid, one of the top three highest paid corners in football.
Yeah, I think Surtain is probably going to always be that highest paid guy.
Probably. I mean, he's the best corner in football, right? So if he's the highest and McDuffie's the second highest, yet McDuffie, not a Pro Bowler, not ever discussed, not ever talked about. Again, not during games because you don't want to be talked about as a corner during the games. But accolades. Like, I know that we went, you know, on and on about MVP and Coach of the Year. But the fact that Trent McDuffie just continues to be disrespected, I love it. It's fine. But again, he's going to be a Chief for life. I think that's one of the jerseys you could buy and you're okay with. Like Mahomes, Kelsey, McDuffie, Jones. You could buy those jerseys and you'll never have to worry about them going anywhere else. But again, three-year average, 86 targets, 52. That's 60.4%. That's a decent number. But again, go look at everybody else's numbers. They're not even remotely close. 523 yards a season. A season. Average in 3 years, and yet no Pro Bowls, just one All-Pro.
But this two times Super Bowl champion goes back to the way now that people view sports. They view sports through such numbers, and if you don't have certain buzzwords or buzz numbers and big buzz numbers, people want to discredit you. And for defensive backs, that's interceptions. Well, it would be like saying Barry Bonds doesn't have enough home runs this year. Why doesn't Barry Bonds have enough home runs? I don't know. They've intentionally walked him in every at-bat. He hasn't had the opportunity to hit home runs. And that's Trent McDuffie when it comes to interceptions. Why doesn't he have many interceptions? Because nobody throws his way. But again, that doesn't. There's not a stat for that. There's not a way to describe that in the mathematic world in which sports has become, because people just love to look at stats. They don't like to watch the games. They don't like to invest and see what's really happening and why things are happening. They just want a black and white number to tell them why something's happening. And so the casual observer looks at Trent McDuffie and says, well, you only have one interception in your career, two, whatever the number is right now.
Two.
He must not be very good. No, the ipso facto, if you will, of that is he only has two interceptions because he is that good. And every team knows that when you line up, where's 22, not thrown to that side of the field, and that dude eliminates an entire half of the field just by his presence being out there. But again, there's no number to prove that. There's no statistical analysis of that out there. So people want to discredit it. But Trent McDuffie eliminates basically half the side of the field when he's out there because everybody knows, I ain't throwing his way. He's going to break up the pass.
Also in his career, he's forced 7 fumbles.
That's a lot. Good Lord, may not man. Get it. That's a lot.
That's in 3 years.
That's a lot.
He's averaging 3 forced fumbles a year.
Yeah, that's a big number.
So he may not get interceptions, but then what? He's still getting turnovers. Like Tyreek Hill, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right?
George Pickens or whoever it was, he punched the ball out of that Pittsburgh game. Big play.
Right.
I believe that was the Pittsburgh game on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on the sideline.
Yeah, right. Yep.
So, I mean, again, where do we lock?
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
I don't know.